be subject, she succumbed to the price of sugar. Her great families drifted away one by one. Her estates were given to the agent for a time, finally to the mongoose. The magnificent stone mansions, left without even a caretaker, yielded helplessly to the diseases of age, and the first hurricane entered unbattered windows, carried to the roof of the sea. In Charlestown, the capital since the suburb, of Jamestown in 1980s, are the remains of the large town houses and fine old stone walls, which one can hardly see from the roadstead. So thick are the royal palms and the coconut trees among the ruins, wriggling the slender bodies through their crevices and flaunting the glittering luxuriance above every broken wall. But in the days where the maternal grandparents of